The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who had come upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. As he approached the victim, he poured oil and wine over his wounds and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary today. Here's the only prayer in the church that has its own feast day. Okay, that's just how important the Rosary is. I'm going to take a little moment today to understand why. Okay, the Feast Day of Our Lady of the Rosary, it dates back to the year 1571, because on this day, in 1571, there was one of the most important battles in all of history took place. It was a naval battle. It's called the Battle of Lepanto on October 7th, 1571. Because what had happened up until this great battle was that the Ottoman Turks had conquered and conquered and conquered, and they hadn't been beaten in 200 years fighting at sea. And what they'd done is they'd conquered the island of Cyprus. And if you know your geography, you know that Cyprus is smack in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. And they've been using that as a base to go out and to attack countries all across the Mediterranean, attacking cities, taking prisoners, leading people into slavery, literally by the tens of thousands. And they've been conquering. The Pope at the time was Pope St. Pius V, and he knew that there eventually be a battle, or else everybody was going to get overrun. But he knew that his chances of winning this battle were about zero. They were outgunned, they were outmanned, they were outfought. And so he asked people all across the Christian world to pray the Rosary for victory, so that they wouldn't get conquered, so they wouldn't get overrun. And on this day in 1571, the great naval battle of Lepanto fought off the southern coast of Greece against all odds, seemingly impossible. They won the fight. They won the fight, changed the course of history, and the Pope was convinced that the Rosary had been the prayer that made the difference. And the message of the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary is that the power of this prayer, the power of this Rosary, is not just for naval battles in the 16th century, but it's for all of the spiritual battles that we continue to fight every day. Here's something interesting I discovered. In 1893, the Pope was Leo XIII. Leo XIII, who wrote the St. Michael prayer that we say at the end of every Mass. They say that Pope Leo XIII had a vision of the 20th century. Don't know if you've heard this before. A vision of the 20th century, and that he would foresee every horror, war, nuclear war, all the horrors, that he foresaw the whole thing. And that he composed the St. Michael prayer as a way of fighting back against the powers of darkness. Well, in 1893, Pope Leo XIII also wrote an encyclical letter, it's called Laetitiae Sanctae, in which he foresaw three demonic attacks that were coming in the world. Those three attacks were, number one, an attack against home life and simple domestic living. Number two, an attack against people's ability to bear simple sufferings. That there would be this repugnance for suffering in the future. People couldn't bear even the slightest inconvenience. And number three, an attack against people's perception of time and eternity. That in the future, people would think that this life on this earth is all there is, and they wouldn't give a hoot or a second thought about the idea that they were made to live forever. Totally this worldly focus. And against those three attacks, he recommended the rosary, okay? Because against the simplicity of domestic life, he says, pray the joyful mysteries. Against the repugnance for suffering, he says, pray the sorrowful mysteries. And against this worldly focus, like this earth is all there is focus, he says, pray the glorious mysteries. Because think about it. It's no secret that, you know, simple domestic living, family life, paying the bills, grace before meals, going to Mass on Sundays is anything but glamorous, right? But then you think about our Lord and his life at Nazareth. 30 out of the 33 years he lived on this life, he lived at home. And that shows us what God thinks is important. That's the joyful mysteries right there. That's what we meditate on when we pray them. You think about, you know, how in our own time, has anybody ever had it more comfortable than our generation, right? Slightest headache, you reach for the Advil. The inability to suffer even the slightest bit. But, you know, you pray the sorrowful mysteries, and you think about our Lord's sufferings, and scourging at the pillar, carrying of the cross, and it teaches you not only that our Lord went there first, but our Lord is with you in your sufferings. You know, there's a deep message in the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary. And that is that life is hard. It's not supposed to be easy. It's meant to be faced with courage and strength. And you can do it if you know that our Lord is with you. We pray that when we say the sorrowful mysteries. You know, and then this worldly focus. Now think about your prayer for just a moment. How many of your prayers say, Lord, fix my home. Lord, fix my finances. Lord, fix my relationships. Now, don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with praying for those things, okay? Nothing wrong with praying for those things. The problem is when you think that you were made for this earth and that that's all that there is. As if the Lord just straightened out some pieces in your life, you could live happily ever after on this earth forever. One of the things that the joyful, the glorious mysteries teach us is, you know, sometimes our Lord uses the hardships of life to prepare our souls, to forge our characters into the kind of persons not only that are capable of living with our Lord in eternity forever, but are capable of leading other people to make it there as well. So a kind of a salvation from those three attacks. Really important lesson that Pope Leo XIII left us. And it's an important heritage that teaches us of the importance of this prayer of the rosary. If you pray the rosary and you're distracted, I say join the club, okay? It's perfectly fine to pray the rosary and just soldier on. There's something about that prayer, even when you don't pray it well, that has a tremendous ability to help win the spiritual battles that we're all engaged in. So on this Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, continue to fight on and continue to use this powerful weapon that our Lord has given to the Church, this chain that binds us to our Lord through the prayers of our Blessed Mother, whose prayers we ask today as we continue to fight that good fight. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for us.